This is 91.1 WEDM, and it's your boy Ty here with you, the director of Warren's World. So stay tuned and listen to what we got next coming up for you.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Warren's World. Here today, we're going to be interviewing one of our culinary arts students,
Lucy.
And yeah, we're going to ask her a couple questions about, you know, what the class is like, what she has to do. So how did you get into this class?
I have always been really into culinary and like the food world, and I wanted to do something with that with my future, and I decided to take this program to help get my foot into the door into the culinary world and like really get a feel for what it's like.
Yeah. Now, how do you get into this class? Like, is there like a process for it?
I specifically don't know for the school because today is actually my first day, but I was lucky with my old school to just be able to jump right into the culinary arts programs.
So are you from like from a different school?
Yes.
What school do you go to, like, regularly?
Well, this is now my regular school. What school? But I came from Greenfield.
Ooh. So do you do anything else besides just, like, do you do anything else around Warren, or is it just culinary?
It is just culinary. Culinary is a time-consuming program.
Now, so with you, are you excited? Have you been in the threshold yet?
Oh, yeah.
Like, were you there, like, working today?
Yes.
Are you excited? Like, are you excited to, like, you know, because I've heard, like, they have a pretty good culinary program here.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's really, really good. I enjoy serving customers, making food for the teachers, getting to see their experience when they try our food. It's definitely a good experience.
Yeah. Now, what are you planning on doing? Are you a senior?
Yes, I am.
What are you planning on doing college-wise?
I'm going to go to Ivy Tech to get my associate's? I think it's my associate's. I'm going to get a degree in pastry, and then I'm going to transfer to IUPUI to get a degree in business management so I can open a bakery.
So you are planning on, like, having your own business.
Yes.
So don't you have to take, like, a whatever it's called? I'm pretty sure it's, like, a business class or something like that.
The business management.
So have you already started, like, doing your, like, applications and all that for college?
Yes, I have. I just got accepted into Ivy Tech, into the culinary arts program.
So this is also, like, pretty similar. It's a hands-on program, too?
It's very hands-on. Most of the culinary arts students at Ivy Tech do end up getting pretty good job deals because it's a well-known culinary arts school. All of it's hand-on. You get to go to competitions, I'm pretty sure, through.
So it would be like, have you ever been to a culinary arts competition?
I am getting ready to go to one this Saturday.
So how do y'all prepare for that?
We get an idea of what the recipes will be based off of last year's competition, and then we'll practice for like a month or two until they give us the official recipes, and then we'll practice those recipes till the day of the competition, and then we go to competition and we bake the recipes.
So is it like food or like sweets or like desserts type? Like, what exactly do you make?
My specific competition's just baked goods, so I'm doing 3 loaves of bread, a cake, cookies, rolls, and a pie.
What kind of pie?
Pumpkin.
Ooh, that sounds. You're excited about that.
Oh, I'm very excited. I think it's going to be great.
So this is your first competition?
This is my first competition. I'm very nervous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd be pretty nervous too. How are they judged? Just like taste and look?
It is based off of presentation. It's based off of time management. We get 4 hours to bake those 6 things. It's also, did I say taste? I'm pretty sure I said taste.
No, I don't think that. You might have. I don't know.
Appearance, time management, taste, and how you answer their questions when they come up to your table while you're baking.
Do y'all have any idea like what those questions would be like?
No.
So y'all are going to be like cooking. They're going to come up and ask them.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a written portion. I have no idea what's on the written portion, but now there's a written portion.
So you said you wanted to open up your own shop.
Yes.
So, like, what got you, because, like, that's a big goal. What got you into, like, cooking or culinary?
Sad story. I haven't always had the best relationship with food. I had an eating disorder, and I guess my vice to, like, get through all the harder days was just to bake food and, like, look at it. I wouldn't eat it. I just look at it. And it was just, like, a way for me to get out of my own head and just, like, relax.
Yeah.
And I did it for a while, and I found my love for it, and I decided to pursue it.
So why are you at Warren now? What made you come to Warren?
I wanted something different. My old school was really, really small. There wasn't, like, a lot to do. There wasn't, like, a lot of people. This school's a lot different than Greenfield.
Bigger.
A lot bigger. There's a lot more programs that I can get into. It'll be easier for me to get to and from culinary without having to make a 30-minute drive every day.
So you live in the Warren area?
I do. I live off of Post.
Because the culinary, I know our culinary program, like, okay, do you know, well, it's your first day. I was going to say, do you know, like, how they come up with what they're going to cook that day?
Yes. I've been in the culinary program for 2 years. So this year it's different. Based off of where you're assigned, you'll either just cook the food, or if you're in front of house, everyone in front of house will come up with, like, a soup of the day and a dessert, and the students get to pick those two things, and then everything else is chef picks, unless it's a throwback item, which was something on our old menu.
Now, do you know what, like, first, who do y'all usually serve in Threshold, like teachers?
We do serve a lot of teachers, but it's also open to the public. I'm not sure about students, but I know it's open to the public. And a lot of, like, older people and parents who support their kids in this program will come in and order food and donate money.
Now, how would you describe the prices? Pretty reasonable, or, like?
Yeah, they're really reasonable.
For, like?
We're doing, like, a higher-end menu, kind of.
Higher-end?
Yeah, like, fancier.
Ooh.
And they're fairly cheap, but it's still really good food.
And it gives, like, the work that y'all...
Yeah.
So when you, like, so when you come to, is it, when you come, is it, like, a block period, or is it, like...
It's 3 hours.
So you're in the three periods?
Yes. Okay.
So, like, what is the time split up into?
There's two culinary classes. There's AM and PM. AM's from the first period through third period. So, like, 7:15 to 10:03.
I think.
Yeah. And then fourth through six will be the PM.
And so in the 3 hours, what do you do?
On non-restaurant days, I specifically practice for competition. It's very, very time consuming. We have 4 hours to do all these things, so we have to perfect it. But if we weren't in competition season, we would be learning about different techniques to cook food, or different types of food, different knife skills.
Now, is there, like, an intro to this? Like,
yes. I believe here you have to go through health and wellness, then intro to culinary before you get to go into the culinary program.
So it'll be at least your junior year by the time you get into it.
Correct.
Well, I'd like to thank you for coming in. This wraps up Warren's World, and tune in for whatever we have next.
This is DJ Tar with you, and you're listening to the best podcast that we have to offer right here on 91.1 WEDM.
Keep telling yourself that. Okay, that's enough. 91.1 WEDM. Welcome back to another episode of Warren's World. It's me, DJ Jules, and I'm here with a special guest today. So can you please introduce yourself and what class you're in?
Hi, I'm Ruby Barrera, and I'm a part of NHS.
So Ruby, can you please tell me what exactly NHS is?
NHS is an art club that does fun activities related to art, and yeah.
Well, how exactly did you get involved, or like how did you find out about this?
I found out when I took the class Media Arts, which is basically photography, and they introduced me to the club, and I just started going to the club since freshman year.
Oh, so you've been in it for a while now?
Yeah, 3 years.
Has it been fun? Like, what do you think has been, like, an exciting thing or one of your favorite memories or moments that you had?
I went on my first field trip to the IMA, so Indiana's Museum of Art, and I went to another museum, too. So,
yeah. So that was the funnest thing you've done?
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I don't think I've ever been there. But do you know if there's, like, anything that the NHS, like, club looks for in their members? Or, like, character-wise or just, like, requirements?
Some of the requirements is that you attend most of the mandatory meetings and you attend the normal meetings that we have each week around Tuesday and volunteer for activity.
And do you think, like, there's anything that they look for in, like, a person's character?
In a person's character, they expect you to be loyal, attend the meetings, and be giving, exciting to volunteer.
So in NHS, do you guys have any positions or, like, is it just, like, a class for everyone or, like, a club for everyone?
It's just a club for everyone. If you're in it for longer, you get the officers pick you out to be the next officers for the next year.
Okay.
So there's, like, 4 officers. And if you just join, then you can just be a member too.
So speaking of members, do you know, like, around an estimate of how many members NHS has?
Currently, there are, like, 50 or 40 to 50 members.
40 to 50 members in a meeting?
Not in a meeting, but, like, in total, I think.
Like, just completely?
Yeah.
That's how much. Wow, that's crazy. I was expecting less. Because I know most, like, a lot of clubs are, like, very, like, they're not picky, but there's just, like, a certain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but this one you can join if you're in art class. That's it.
Oh, you have to be. Yeah, you have to be in art class. Okay. Yeah. Are there any projects that you guys do?
Any projects that we do? Sometimes we do, like, you know, painting things or drawing things. Something that you can create. So, like, in the future, we can donate them to, like, organizations for money.
Wow, that's nice. So would you say you guys do more of, like, art? It's because I know it's National Art Society, but, like, would you say it would be more like painting or, like, drawing, or is it just a combination of many things?
We try to experiment with different mediums so we can explore with painting or drawing, because some of us are taking, like, just, you know, painting related course or, like, a drawing related course, and we want to try other
mediums. So you guys are trying to get more, like, experience with other things besides what you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what would you say is your favorite thing about NHS right now?
Right now is that it's very flexible, so I don't really have to attend all the meetings, but I can volunteer at events, so that counts for my points.
So NHS is a club, right? It's not a class that you take.
It's a club after school.
So yes. It's after school. Yeah, I was about to ask that, because so do you guys not do anything, like, at school at all?
No.
So it's like a just after school thing?
Yeah, like 3 to 4 on Tuesday. But sometimes they don't have any on Tuesday. So just mostly there's one every month.
So let's say if someone did want to join NHS, what do you think they should do to join?
I think they should talk to their art teacher and ask for an application. It's only $10.
And does this count for, like, something for your diploma as well? Like, do you get a band?
Oh, yeah, when you graduate, you get a band. If you are, because it's an honor society, too, so you have to get above a C in art classes, like C or better.
So let's say, for example, I want the band.
You have to join.
But do I have to join art first?
art first, yeah, you have to have an art class each time. Like, if you want to apply next year, you have to take an art class next year.
And then I can be on it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. So, do you guys have a social media? Do you know if you guys have any?
Yes, we do have a social media.
Do you know the app for it?
Yes, we do. We have an Instagram for that.
And can you tell us the app or where we can find it?
National Art Honor Society at Warren Central High School.
All right. Is that the only social media you guys have? Yes. That you know of? So do you guys, what do you guys post on there? Like just pictures of what you guys do or like what?
Like events or like activities, like when everyone, like the members are, you know, painting.
Yeah, just like pictures of what you guys do. So do you think NHS is more of a group thing or do you guys do things separately?
On sometimes when we're working on like on projects on ourselves, we do them individually. And sometimes if we're like at events or activities, we do them together.
So what would you say you would like look forward to seeing NHS like more of? Like what do you guys think you NHS should like include more things or what?
I think we should have more after school activities just because
you guys don't have that much right now, or
yeah, because like a lot of, you know, since the honor society, they're all busy with like homework and everything.
Yeah.
And a lot of our members are like in AP classes and more advanced classes. So I feel like there should be like events where like, you know, it's just like a drawing class or just something simple so we can relax.
So yeah, so no, so you guys don't get stressed out.
Yeah.
So do you think, well, like, what is some advice that you would give to someone who wants to be in the class?
I think they should just focus on the attendance of the meetings. That's what he focuses on the most.
Is there anything else you would like to say or you think that we should know about NHS or just anything we should know?
No, that's it.
That's it? Okay, well, thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Warren's World with DJ Jules.